Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
The Happy Hour boys have been out on the rob, gallivanting up and down the country, taking what's rightfully not theirs. Rob's robbed the Flying Scotsman train from the National Railway Museum in York. Jack's darted down to Plymouth and swiped Pieface's football card collection. And Stevie's stolen Michael Bublé, probably to use for as...
Good. Already.
Probably to use as some weird sex slave. Well, enough of that bollocks. It all went to pot. The boys made their getaway with their beloved loot, but none of them were able to live happily ever after, as they were double-crossed and tracked down by one of the greatest police officers this country has ever seen. Russ Bray. Since retiring from the World Championships, he's gone right back into policing, and he's done a right number on the boys. The boys have been banged up and have been doing time, and it turns out being as bloody beautiful as Jack and Robbie are, prison ain't a fun time for them. They've got to break out big time. So join the boys today as they talk through their prison breakout plans, and don't grass them up, you bunch of rats.
Jack Makes Happy Hour.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast. Did you like that intro? That's my best Jason Statham I can do.
Really good.
I thought it was actually quite good. I didn't like the bit at the end where you said you didn't really mention whether I was beautiful.
I was talking about, like, me and Robbie are fit. We have been described as fit before, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, if we went pris, we'd get bum.
We'd be traded for cigarettes. Okay. We'd be passing us around.
Yeah.
What about me? Yeah.
If you went prison, they'd probably put, I don't know, they'd think we can't, you would.
You'd probably be in a different wing to us. Yeah, wouldn't you? Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Shouldn't have asked. Shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, you'd be in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So you can't touch people again.
Doing a different voice makes it less offensive.
No, I've just got to say, this episode is a follow-up.
Sponsored by Ray Shadow Legends.
It's a follow-on from episode 352, so almost bang on 100.
101.
Yeah, and in that episode, myself, Robbie, Stevie, we planned our perfect heist, didn't we? What did you try and steal?
I didn't try. I succeeded. I stole Michael Bublé. I kidnapped Michael Bublé.
I stole Pieface's football card collection.
I stole the Flying Scotsman train from York Railway Museum.
And we've kind of been living as these fugitives for the past year, but it's all gone crumbling down now. The law has caught up with us. Russ Bray has taken the law into his own hands. He's found us and he's thrown us in prison, which is where we've been for the longest of times. And today we are going to plan our prison escapes. Are you ready, boys?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Why were we in prison is the first question, but we've already answered that, so I guess we will swiftly move on to how long...
It could be funny if we all pick each other's reasons for the question. And then Stevie mentioned that we already had reasons.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to pick why we were in prison.
Yeah, but the reasons were going to be obvious, weren't they? You were going to say I was a nonce.
No.
Go on, then. Why was I in prison?
You killed kids.
And then fucked them. In that order.
How long have we been in prison for, boys?
Since the last ep.
101 episodes ago, 1 year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the question actually says, how long are you in prison until you make your escape?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Okay.
So I've said that I wouldn't cope well in prison.
No.
I'm a bitch in the real world.
Being a bitch in prison can get you things.
So I definitely... Well, and you'd get given things that you don't want. Like penis.
There's no way you wouldn't want that. Is there? There's no way. If you're in a cell, you're bored, you've been in there years, someone pops a little knob through a letterbox.
What do you think prison's like?
Yeah.
I don't know, just like, all just living at home forever.
Just a little knob through the letterbox. Is that what happens at home for you?
Wait for Deliveroo.
Deliver goo. No.
What?
I got it.
No, like, if you're in prison one night, little knob comes through the cell door, not much happens in prison. You're going to go...
But you think nothing else happens in prison? Boring all the day until a cock comes through your letterbox.
And you're like, thank God. Something to nuzzle into.
I know someone who was in prison for a while, and they said that the best part of the day...
was when a knob came through his letterbox.
No. Was film four.
Which is weird, because no one watches that at home.
No, exactly. But when you're in prison, they every night... 9 o'clock.
There's a movie on,
and you'd watch it no matter what it was. So imagine that boring film comes on, Batman v Superman. That shit, that film. Little knob comes through the cell.
Why does it have to be little every time?
I tell you now, I'm having a play.
Okay, just play with your own.
That's boring. I've been doing that for years.
Okay.
Right. So
I said I'd be a little prison bitch, and I'd be following around all the gang leaders, doing whatever they want me to do. And I'd let them call me their little bitch. Because you guys do that now.
Yeah.
So imagine me in prison.
You get paid for this, though.
Yeah. Maybe they'd pay me with, like, tobacco and stuff. I don't even smoke. It'd be awful.
Do you think you'd be all right in prison?
No. I don't think I'd cope well. I'd be a snitch. I'd do whatever it took for me to get by.
Isn't that the bad thing, being a snitch?
Well,
I don't think like that.
No. Being a...
So you know, everyone, I want to get by in prison, so we all know I'm a snitch.
Nah.
And a little bitch, so... Do what you want to me.
I'm the bitch snitch.
Yeah, you're the bitch snitch. Yeah.
No, because I'd do whatever it takes for the guards to give me good things.
So you're going to say, just say, no, I'm on the side of the guards here, everyone. So I'll be doing whatever they want. Anything I see, I'll be telling them. Don't you worry.
You would not last, would you?
No, I wouldn't. So, yeah.
But it's weird, though, because you're contradicting yourself, because if you'd happily be their bitch, they'd love it.
Yeah.
They'd get to... bully you, penetrate you, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then if you're also admitting you're...
No, I wouldn't snitch on them. I'm their bitch. I snitch on the other gangs.
Right.
I'm loyal.
You're a snitch, but a lot of the people you're bitch.
I'm a loyal bitch.
Yeah.
Snitch.
You snitch on those that you aren't the bitch for.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I'd let them call me their bitch.
Can people apply for you to become their bitch to stop you from snitch?
If you put your pocket out of your jeans.
Which
is which? If you hang your pocket out of your jeans.
Like teabag in prison.
Yeah, I am likely to come and grab it.
Okay.
Right, okay.
I'll just grab and just walk along.
A little gremlin.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Are you you in prison?
I used to do that.
I'm me.
You're you in prison?
Yeah.
Are you, what, you're walking around a Stevie Wayne?
Yeah.
Because I think if I went to prison, day one, I'd adopt an alter ego.
Yeah, because they can't know you're Jack, mate.
What would you say you were?
I would give them my real name, but I would hope that none of them recognise me. And I would pretend that I'm like, you know how I did the intro when I'm like, 7 years ago.
But you talk like that the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm planning to do this episode.
I couldn't do it because I'm not good at accents unless I'm in there constantly going,
What about that Indian accent you're always doing? Aren't you?
No.
You are?
No.
You are always doing it. He's not. I just like to make you out to be an animal. The big racist buffoon. Go on, carry on.
Dead kids earlier. Like, what is happening? Well, every other, same
Saturday
as every other episode,
you
isn't
fuck,
it?
Saturday, dude. Fuck dead kids while you're doing that.
No,
action.
Cool. Right, yeah, I'd be their little bitch. And I'd like cuddle them after they have their little gang fights and stuff.
Gangs.
So I'd probably have to plan my escape. I'd be planning it during the trial, to be honest. As I'm in the trial thinking I'm going down for this. And I'd have to, second I'm in, I'm getting out.
Yeah, but you.
So you're planning, so you haven't convicted, you're planning to escape from a prison you haven't...
I know I'm ending up there because I know I kidnapped Buble. So as the trial's going on, I'm thinking, no, I don't know the layout, but I know who I'd need and what I'd do. So I'd start planning it straight away.
Your squad, you're assembling your squad.
I'd be assembling my squad mid-trial.
Okay. Robbie, how long are you in there for?
So I've got like 3 kids and stuff, so I'm not going to be rushing out. Because I'll be honest, like when I was younger, I thought prison would be horrendous. But there are times now when I think, do you know what? Couple of weeks, not the end of the world, is it? Do you know what I mean? A little bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Read a book. Maybe learn woodworking. I'll do 6 to 9 months. And then I'm going to start to think in the next year I need to break out. Yeah.
I think you'd do well in prison.
I think I didn't used to think I would. I think I'd be all right now.
I think you'd thrive.
I just don't think I care that much. Oh, no. All right, girl will be fine. Beat me up, I don't know.
Really?
I'm just tired. I just really want to go to sleep.
But you wouldn't care one night you're in your cell, someone comes in and starts battering you.
Why is it when I'm in my cell? Hold on. Why is it when I'm in my cell, one night in my cell, little knob comes through the letterbox?
That's nicer than being battered.
Robbie's just getting...
You're right, now, sorry, reckon, you'd rather be battered.
I wouldn't like to get beaten up, no. But I don't think I would get beaten up. I think people would quite... I'm quite likeable. I think I'd probably just get by all right.
Yeah. Fair enough. So you're in there for 6 to 9 months.
No, he said 6 to 9 months, and then he'll start
then
planning
start
the escape
about
for the next year.
Yeah.
I think day two I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, trial, mate. Straight away.
Well, Why not day one? Day one, I'm sort of just like freaking out, like, fuck, I'm in here. Because like, I obviously freaked out when I had a cast on my hand.
Yeah, you felt claustrophobic being trapped
in a finger prison.
So in a real prison, you're not lasting the first night.
No, I would probably toast a bath myself. Well, I would though.
You don't have a bath.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
And where are you getting a toaster from?
All right, okay, but I'm trying to get out day one. So what I would do...
You said day two a minute ago.
Day two. You can't take notes in, can you?
What do you mean I can't take notes in?
Well, you know in Prison Break when Michael Scofield, he tattoos the entire blueprint of the prison. Have you seen Prison Break?
I don't think you could take in blueprints of the prison, but you might be able to take like a letter from a loved one or something.
Because what I would do, because on my big teeth, I would write on the back how to get out.
How can you see the back of your teeth?
I'll take them out when I'm in the cell.
You can take them out?
No, I can't, but I will try when I'm in prison.
You're going
to
try.
If you were able to take him out, why haven't you done that already?
Good, thank you. Thank you, So I'm gonna write on them, on the back, all the plans, and then day two, because I've got to get settled day one, get find my bearings.
Yeah.
And then day two, I'll take them out.
You're
and I'll,
yanking your teeth
I'll
out.
I'll yank my teeth out, so I've got all my stubs. Then I look scarier to the prisoners. Gollum. And then I'm like, at night time, oh, left wing.
I'm not sure Gollum is the kind of... scary you want in prison.
I think if you went to prison and you like acted a bit like insane, that would be scarier than acting hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know what an insane person's gonna do.
What's scarier?
Rip his own teeth out.
What's scarier, right? So you're in your cell, Robbie.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Polite knock.
Please come in.
Give me your fucking sugar.
Okay, mate, here you go.
Or I will knock your teeth out.
He's already given it to you.
I've already given it to you.
Thank you. Right?
Welcome.
Next one.
Hello, come in.
Let me get sugar for me. Let me get sugar for me.
Smash, smash, smash. I can beat up little Gollum fella. Yeah, that's not scary.
What's scarier to watch?
The second one was quite weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
What are you saying?
It was scary.
He's saying, we get sugar from you. We get sugar from you. That's really weird.
What would you rather?
I'd rather the second one because I didn't feel threatened. I just felt that was weird.
I would be petrified if I saw that.
If you just give it up, though, they'll always keep coming back to you, won't they? Don't they say you're meant to?
About your ass.
Don't they say you're meant to like start a fight when you get in there? Show dominance.
If you give in straight away, then they take.
You become.
That's why I'm going to hit the first guard. I walk in, bang. No, I'm not.
Okay. Right. So we move on. So I'm in there for a day. You're in there for when?
I'm pre-trial. The second I get in, I'm planning to get out.
As long as I can before Bev goes, why haven't you tried to break out yet? I go, oh, I was going to...
She can't contact you.
You can get visitors, can't you?
Yeah, but you can just not go to visit. Stay in your cell. Go, nah, not after.
She's going to know that...
Tell them you were in confinement.
Yeah.
Could you beat up the first guard you saw?
Go to confinement. That's the only way you can avoid...
I don't want to see my family. I just then want to go have a little sleep for a week. I'm just really tired today.
Okay, right. Okay, so you're in a day, I'm in there a day, 9 months. When is the right time to escape from jail, would you say?
Well, in the movies and TV shows, they're always planning, like prison escape, always nighttime, isn't it? They're always thinking, oh, let's wait until right at night, everyone's in their cells, we can break through the wall or
scratch
whatever,
with a little
scratch away, no one's ever going to see it. But I think that's stupid. Because thinking about it, when's the quietest time of day? Nighttime. If you're in your house at
Prison's
night...
Prison's not, though.
Nah, yeah, everyone's asleep.
Nah.
Why is no one asleep?
Just barking, shouting.
Barking?
Yeah, like asserting dominance.
What, 2 a.m?
Yeah.
Nah.
So look, apparently look, prison's quite loud at night. And then the prison, and then the guards come.
Well, then he's not going to get to sleep anyway.
Yeah, you're. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's say it's.
Early then.
I don't get it, because if it's quiet, if you're at home, yeah. you hear like a pipe creak or something, you're instantly like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
In a prison, if it's quiet at night and then someone starts planning an escape, the guards are going to hear that. They're going to chase after you.
Yeah, true.
You don't want to be doing it at nighttime. So I'm planning my escape during lunch.
Okay.
Okay.
Lunchtime escape.
Yeah, quite hectic, like feeding time at the zoo.
Exactly.
That's the best time to steal a monkey. So
what
is it?
Yeah,
why?
Have you not heard that phrase?
No.
Well, the best time to steal a monkey.
Yeah,
I've never heard anyone say that before.
The best time to steal a monkey: feeding time at the zoo.
But I don't hang out with monkey thieves.
Yeah.
Okay. True.
True. Yeah.
When are you? When's the best time for you to?
I misunderstood this question.
Okay.
I didn't know you meant time of the day. I've gone for time of the year. Because
yeah,
okay. No,
that's
yeah,
fine.
I've done that.
Fine. Okay, good. I'm not that into autumn. I think autumn's the worst bit because there's not much to do. So I'm going to just, I'd like to be in prison for autumn.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not, you know, because I might as well just stay in there.
You ranked the months once, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was your top three again?
Can't remember.
Roughly?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think I've probably liked summer and spring probably and Christmas.
Okay, right.
That's good.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so you're breaking out in autumn. No,
now I'm going to break out like end of November, start of December, just in time for the ski season.
Okay. I'm breaking out on Christmas Day.
Are you?
Yeah.
I might see you there then. Not too many while.
Where?
Out on the way out.
Why Christmas Day?
You're in the same prison?
Yeah, we are.
We're all in the same prison. Are you breaking out today? I was going to do it last week.
Shut the fuck up. Don't be saying that loud. There's guards about.
Oh.
I'm breaking out on Christmas Day.
Why Christmas Day?
Because you know what you said, Stevie? I was listening to that popular podcast that you're on.
Yeah.
And you said... What did you say again?
I said about breaking out at lunchtime because it's
about
busy.
Breaking out at lunchtime. And if you want to steal a monkey, best time to do it, feeding time at the zoo.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner.
Yep.
Is the most popular
time
din-din.
To steal a monkey.
I'm starting to think I shouldn't have spoken about how I'd escape from prison on a popular podcast.
Yeah, because now they're going to know, but the guards haven't listened to it yet. So on Christmas morning, not dinner, breakfast, I'm going to go down. Everyone's going to be swapping gifts.
I've probably done swapping gear.
That will be the majority of the gear. And then when they're all eating their little crumble, or whatever you eat Christmas morning, eggs, I will make my...
How have you gone from crumble to eggs?
I'll make my escape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing it during gift swapping of Christmas Day.
Robbie would already be gone by this point, wouldn't you? Because you want ski season.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll check the forecast and see how much snow there's been in December because I don't mind hanging out for a bit and just coming out the same at Christmas.
You want to come out with me?
Quite a nice time to surprise the family. Hello.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Do you think there's more chance of escaping together or separately? Because, like, the more people there are, more chance of getting caught, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't really want you guys getting in on my plan anyway because I have quite a foolproof plan.
Mine's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the bulk, the idea, the concept... I think for this to work, it's quite hard to escape prison on your own unless you can do that little spider walk that guy did on TikTok.
Yeah.
So, you see that?
Don't think so.
Guy did a spider walk, got out of prison. He literally went between two walls like this and walked up the wall like that and got out.
Oh, wow.
Started murdering people and that when he got out.
Oh, that's pretty much.
Weren't great.
It doesn't sound great.
No. So, because of that, we can't spider walk. We're going to have to pick three... guests, three people to escape with.
Okay.
Now, I think it should be guests that we've had on the podcast because obviously they're the only people we actually know.
So I know people outside of the podcast.
I'm not really on the guest episode, so I've only been on about four, so I'd have to just pick like Justin Hawkins and Neil Warnock.
Holloway?
Ian Holloway, yeah.
Okay.
Them. Oh, examples.
Yeah. All right, so you can pick anyone.
Thank you.
And we'll just have guests of the show. Robbie, how are you going to escape from prison?
So I get three people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. My first person is going to be the television chef, Nigella Lawson.
Okay.
Why?
Why not? Well, I'm coming out around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. She'll be defrosted.
She's not Bublé.
What?
She'll be defrosted.
What does that mean?
Because she's one of these people that only come out at Christmas time.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Right, yeah. So she's good. So she's. I'm going to bring her along.
Hold on, what's she good at?
You're just sexy. She...
Oh, okay.
that's not why she's there, but she. It doesn't hurt. But she's going to come along, and this is the plan. I've been in there, I've been in prison, and I've been like being really good. I've been doing like all the courses, everything like that. I've been helping out. I've probably got a little job in the kitchen helping.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a mixed prison?
Yeah.
Why is she in prison?
Cocaine.
No, she's not. No. Tax fraud.
Okay.
Right, okay, safe.
Yep. So
why is she in your prison though?
Oh, what, we think we should have mixed prisons?
Yeah.
Fair point. Yeah. She just is.
Right.
Cutbacks, government cutbacks, so they could have had to merge prisons.
Is she the only woman in this prison?
No.
Good.
Have you just picked sexy people?
No.
Have you?
No, I've picked people who aren't sexy.
Well, whoever you say next is harsh on them.
Yeah. Right, well, maybe it is. Maybe they're not sexy.
Right.
Right, so I've got a job in the kitchen, and I'm going to say, I'm going to go to them, hey, my friend Nigella, you know her, she's like really good chef and stuff as well. You're having a Christmas party. Why don't we cater your guard's Christmas party?
Hang on, you're gone before Christmas, mate. Don't come and I'm going on Christmas.
Yeah, but they don't have a Christmas when work Christmas party isn't on Christmas Day.
Yeah, he's leading up to Christmas.
I mean, the weeks leading up.
Oh,
to Christmas.
Oh, okay, right.
So you have a Christmas party for all the guards.
Yeah,
we'll do the cooking for you because we're nice and they'll trust us.
Yeah,
because one, Nigella's a good chef and quite sexy, and then also. I've been really good, so they're going to not suspect anything.
Right, okay.
Okay. Which is then when we brings in the next person that I've got.
Who's not sexy, who's really quite ugly.
Stevie White.
Right. Is that actually who you've got?
Yeah, right.
You're gone though, aren't you?
No, he's in the same prison, so it's fine. It's just fine. So you know, like in films... Well, they have a cake where they're going into prison. They'll hide a file in the cake.
Yeah, like a Trojan cake.
Yeah, I'm going to hide a paedophile in a cake. And that's basically the joke that my entire escape is based around. So buckle up. So what I'm going to do is Nigella's going to make a massive cake.
Yeah.
Put Stevie in the middle like that.
Okay.
And deliver this. Oh, here we go with all the other stuff.
Heavy cake.
You know, on wheels.
Cheers.
Sorry, you're heavier than a cake.
Depends on the cake.
Heavy cake.
Yeah, well, yeah. It would be a massively heavy cake.
All right. Wow. Oh, the big fat massive cake. Yeah.
Yeah. I just called him a paedophile. Leave him alone.
Sorry, yeah.
So he's going to get wheeled through in this cake, and that'd be in the middle of this, in this sort of place like that.
Christmas cake. Christmas pudding.
Christmas cake.
Could have done a Christmas pudding.
Yeah, it's a cake. The gag is like, they put files in cakes, then put them in Christmas pudding, something, so it wouldn't work for the paedophile.
Do put pennies in puddings, eh?
Yep.
Not
wouldn't have been able to call him a paedophile, though, so wouldn't have worked. Wouldn't be any point to this whole bit, which is already flimsy. So he goes to the cake, and he just stays in this cake, waiting in there.
Okay. You all right with this?
Yeah. No, I'm not, obviously.
But
I don't have a choice. I'm here to help.
I'll get you out of prison. I'll give you a backup plan if yours goes wrong.
Okay.
So he's in there, waits till the guards are a bit drunk, and then he gets out of the cake. How do you get out of this cake? He's got the strongest teeth in the world. He can just go, yeah, second.
Yeah. Would you need strong teeth for a cake, though?
Not Nigella. It'd be succulent, very soft and lovely.
So it's irrelevant that he's got strong teeth.
That's irrelevant. No, it's... it means he can get out quicker. He can work his way through.
Okay.
If there's a ribbon on the outside or something, he can get through that as
right.
well.
Munch straight famously through that. Tough, aren't they, ribbons?
I wouldn't want to bite through one.
I think it's quite hard to bite through a ribbon, yeah.
I don't know.
You can. It would.
I've opened an Aldi like that.
I have no response to that. You're a witness. So he's going to work his way out the cake, and take the keys from the drunk guards.
Okay.
Come and let us out.
How?
They're because drunk. The cake's gone into the guard's office.
So that's out there. So he's got out. He's got out there. They're all relaxed. They've put their coats down.
But what does him being a paedophile help with him getting the keys?
I've put him in a cake. It's a paedophile in a cake joke.
Instead of a file.
Right.
A file.
File. Yeah. In film, a file where you'd like file things down. So people would give files in cakes.
Oh.
And then they use those to file down window.
You put a different kind of file.
A paedophile.
Got the penny has dropped.
Okay. I just literally just wanted to call him paedophile. That's all
yeah,
this
no,
whole
it's fine.
Thing.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah,
get it right. Okay, so he's got the keys off the guards. He comes and lets us out. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got the keys. We can just sneak out of the front because they're all just drunk.
Yeah.
We're out there. But then we have third person. And this is a former guest of the show. It's Geo Wizard. Because we're not going to want to stick to the roads, are we? We're going to do one of his straight line challenges sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
And he'll know how to do it, won't he? He'll have been on the internet. He'll be going through.
But is this helping you get out of prison, though?
No, he's got the keys. We're out. He's helping us the next bit.
They're on the yard. They've got to get through the yard to the gate. And then obviously once you've escaped, you then got to...
Now getting out's not the hard bit.
But how are you going to scale the massive walls?
We've got the keys. They're all pissed. He's got the keys and got us out.
Right, okay. Nunn's got the keys.
Yep. No, yeah. Stevie.
So Stevie and Nigella and Stevie, we're going, right, Geo Wizard, what's the best route? And he's going to be like... Oh yeah, if we can avoid the roads here, if we go through this allotment, mm-hmm. we're going to get to like some primary school. We just come over the fence and all that. And I'll go, Steve, you have to walk around and all that. Because
fuck's sake!
And then we'll just keep going through that, and then he's going to be able to get us out to our escapey bit.
I like it. I think you're probably going to get caught a lot quicker than that, though.
Why?
I think if you're just walking, fucking opening, they know who you are. You're the mustached prisoner. So if you open the...
That's his name in there.
No, but he's known by that. It's quite an iconic moustache, isn't it?
Okay.
So if you open the gate,
yep.
people are going to be going, fuck, he's leaving with Nigella.
No, they're all pissed. They're not nervous. They're having a party. So they've locked us all in. They're like, ah, it's a party.
If they're all pissed... Yeah, exactly. This is what I mean. Best time's still a monkey. If they're just letting you leave, you don't need Geo Wizard.
No, but that's not the end of it. They're going to sober up. They're going to go, hang on. Where have my keys gone? What's going on here? Oh, they're not here.
Okay.
We need Geo Wizard to get us away from the prison. Because it doesn't just end. You don't just get out of the prison and go, well, I've escaped. There's no comeback there.
Yeah, you have to then...
We need Geo Wizard to stay off the roads and all stuff like that.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
Do you reckon he escapes?
Well, let's hear yours first before we decide.
Let's all decide together.
Okay.
Do you want me to go or you?
I don't mind.
I'll let you go.
Okay. Right. I think my plan is a bit more bulletproof than Robbie's.
Okay. I think mine's fairly bulletproof. Yeah, you go.
Okay.
I'm full of bullets, ready.
So, I'd wait till Christmas morning.
Okay.
Right? When all the prisoners and all the guards are congregating in the canteen for their morning breakfast. Everyone is getting their breakfast, their soup, their slop, yeah. their crumble.
Prisoners, the guards
get... Both, together. It's Christmas.
Guards get slop on Christmas Day.
No, they get crumble and eggs.
Okay.
Prisoners, slop and soup.
So why are they having it together?
Because it's Christmas Day, so we all come together to celebrate Jeebus. Now...
You celebrate it by having nice food for the guards. Do you think that's going to make the prisoners
all right,
celebrate?
They have half slop, half crumble each. Sloppy crumble.
Not nice for the guards.
Sloppy crumble.
Why aren't some of them at home with their families?
Some of them are, but the ones who are on shift...
Are eating slop.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, perhaps guards that don't celebrate Christmas.
Bulletproof, Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, now that you've pulled this apart at all, he's going to pick at everything.
Yeah, but mine's fucking good, mate.
Okay, well,
so far it's not. So carry on.
Then my fellow inmate, who will become clear soon, who is a charismatic bald man, right?
Okay.
He thinks, right, I'm in here because he's done some bad stuff, so he's like, I'm going to try and get on the guard's good side. He gives them all a little chocky coin, little chocolate. Right? Okay. Gives them all a little chocolate. They all eat it at the same time. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Lovely little bit of chocolate. The prisoners and the staff both like it. All the prisoners and the staff will enjoy the little chocky. And then 45 minutes later, the bell rings. It's back to lock up.
Okay.
Christmas morning is over. So the guards start to take the prisoners back to the wing. Then all of a sudden, they have a bit of a change of heart.
Okay.
They start thinking, we're not going to take the prisoners back. In fact, we're going to give them a cuddle. We're going to cuddle the prisoners.
Why?
Because they're overcome with love and emotion.
Is there something in the chocolate coin?
Yeah.
There was something in the chocolate coin. And what makes you feel love and cuddles and emotion?
Drugs.
Drugs. What drugs?
I don't really know.
What drugs?
MDMA.
Yes, got ya. Got ya.
All right.
Right. They start feeling a little bit friendlier. I've got here, they start to let the prisoners stay out of their cell for a bit. They start to share jokes, have a proper laugh. Is it because of festive joy? The Christmas spirit? No. Those little chocolates they were eating were actually laced with ecstasy because that charismatic, bald little fella was my first accomplice, Sean Atwood.
Ah, he doesn't do that anymore.
No, but he's a man who knows his way around prisons. He's been in some of the toughest prisons in America. So having him by my side in there will give me the low-how of how to interact with the...
The low-how?
The low-how.
What's the low-how? How?
Well, it'll give me
know
the,
how or low down.
Low down. It'll give me
know how.
Low down of how to interact in there. So he drugged everyone.
Gives me the low down of how to interact with everyone. Drug everyone, mate.
Yeah.
He's drugged everyone. Then it's. I reckon it will take a couple of hours, but we'll start to figure out a way to get out. Yeah. Because
hold on. Surely you should have done this before he drugged everyone.
Yeah, I've got it written on my teeth. It says just go up to the loft. Right. Go up to the top.
Okay.
So we get to the top. We're at the top, and we're like, right, trying to work it out. Because, look, you've got to be realistic about this. We can't just burst through the fucking doors.
The loft of the prison?
Never the top of the prison.
The roof?
Yeah, the roof. We get to the roof. And it's taken us a few hours, right, and we're struggling. But at the moment, they're all still having their little party in their thing. We just got to hope they don't, that the drugs don't wear off.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to need help from... a guest who's been on here, right? So basically, I don't know why this is okay. It might not be bulletproof.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be.
Because for some reason, I've written here the drugs wear off.
So you've just drugged him and then just waited in the prison for the drugs to wear off.
Yeah.
So none of that was really relevant.
But... No, but it still put doubt in your mind that maybe he could do this.
Did it?
Well, the drugs have worn off.
Yeah.
No, the drugs haven't worn off.
Have they or not?
No.
Well, I'm confused.
Just had.
No, you've just written that they have.
No, they haven't. They haven't. They
so
haven't.
Why have you written that they have?
No, I just put... I don't know how long they last for.
But that irrelevant.
Right, the drugs haven't worn off, right? They haven't. So they're all drugged, but they do have to go back to their cells a little bit, right?
What do you mean a little bit? What's a little bit of going back to your cell?
The guards don't really want them to. They're like, oh, I'm having a great time. We are...
Well, and the prisoners are all going, no, we need to go to our cells, guards.
Stop it, you.
No more cuddles, no more fun. We are good inmates.
And then, right, they see us and they're like, what are they doing up there? The guards are saying that.
Okay,
like,
and you're on the roof.
We're on the roof trying to get out. Then, because she's such a legend, right? All these
guards,
wait. All these inmates are running. Like, they're not going without us. But we can't have them all escape with us. It's going to cause mayhem, isn't it?
That would be too difficult.
So sorry, everyone else. You're fucked. We've got Elle Brooke with us.
Right.
Okay.
So we use her as bait.
Right.
Hold on, what are you doing?
I've agreed a deal with Elle. She's going to make loads of home prison movies.
Right.
So we go, there you go.
So what do you mean, there you go? The guards are chasing you and you throw a woman at them to have sex with?
Well, they can, with consent.
Right. Bulletproof, yeah?
What? She's Elle's gone. I really want to make some better home movies.
So she doesn't get to escape.
No, she doesn't want to. She likes a bad boy.
Right.
So
she wants to be.
So I've spoke to her. I've gone. Look, I know loads.
What's she getting out of this deal?
She's making loads of home movies for her OnlyFans to make bare coin.
So is she in prison or has she come to visit?
She's in. I go. You have to do a little crime to get in.
Okay.
What crime does she do?
She's done a little crime. She's just stolen the monkey from the zoo.
Okay.
And it weren't feeding time, so she got caught.
Yeah.
So she's in there.
So this one's a mixed prison, is it?
Yeah. Same prison as you.
Right.
You laid down the law.
It's fine, is it? Yeah. Now it's fine,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. So I go, come in here. You can make film with all of them if you want. Put that on your OnlyFans. Prisoner does Elle Brooke.
Why does she need you to give her permission?
She doesn't, but for this to work, I needed her help.
And she's willing.
Well, she's not getting anything out of this.
Why no, she is. She's in prison. She stole a monkey.
She's getting loads of content.
I know she's in prison. She's her steal a monkey.
No, I didn't make her. She stole a prison. Then when I saw
her... Bulletproof.
She stole a monkey. So she was in prison. She's like, oh, I'm just shitting it. I'm like, psst. Wait, I've got a camcorder for you. Film your sex. Put that online.
Yeah,
you make loads of money.
So you're still good at talking to women in prison, yeah? Film your sex. Yeah, you're still smashing that.
Yeah. So I go, let's help Brooke.
You just lob her at them.
They all run, okay. And then we make our escape. So we're in the yard now, running.
So you and Sean,
me and Sean,
yeah,
we're running. They're all drugged up and having a lovely old orgy, all consensual.
Right.
And then we get to the prison walls. Oh, no. What's on top of the prison walls?
Turrets.
And also?
Guards.
No, they're in their fucking Elbrook.
What else is on there?
What else is on the walls, Jack?
Barbed wire.
Oh, okay.
Now,
okay.
How am I going to get over barbed wire? My third guest. Hey, guys, it's me.
Mike.
Johnny Knoxville.
Didn't know if you're Michael Francis.
A guy who is incredible at stunts, right?
Yeah.
He loves getting hurt. He would die for me.
Won't for he? You?
Yes.
Why for you?
Me and him, both massive West Ham fans.
Yeah.
And we just get on. So I say to him, Johnny, look, I need you just this once. Can you jump on that barbed wire for me? He's like, yeah, sure. I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is the barbed wire prison escape. He jumped on the barbed wire, turret shooting him.
I thought there weren't turrets because all the guards were indoors. I said
there's no guards.
What's he getting out of this? Because he's getting killed.
Are these automated turrets in your prison?
Yeah, I'm out of breath. I don't know how, but I am.
It's like some futuristic prison.
He's on the stuff.
Barbed wire.
And then Sean Atwood gives me a footy up.
Yeah, when you climb over his body.
And I climb over Johnny Knoxville's body, yeah.
And only you and Sean getting out. Does Sean get out?
Sean gets out, yeah. I pull him over. Johnny doesn't.
Johnny's dead because of the...
Johnny's not dead, he's just really mangled.
He's just riddled with bullets.
Yeah.
Stuff, yeah.
No, not really bullets, but the barbed wire is pretty intense. And then...
There were bullets a minute ago, though.
Yeah, I was just making it up for flavour. But then, as we're running...
This whole thing is made up.
We're running away, like, and we've made it. I've got my escape car driver as well.
Okay.
Getaway driver. But before that, Johnny's going, guys, what about me? What do I get from all this? And then I go, L. Brooks in there. And he goes, thank you. And just goes in.
Okay.
Well, he's on the barbed wire. Couldn't he have just left?
Yeah, he could have, but...
Yeah. I mean, bulletproof is strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was one of the more problematic prison escapes I've heard.
Sounds like Johnny Knoxville was bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I kill Johnny Knoxville.
You just said he was alive. He survived.
Well, he bleeds out.
But you're not there to see it.
Yeah, so did it really happen? Yeah. If Johnny Knoxville bleeds out and you're not there to see it, did it really happen at all?
What if the Elbrook orgy people see it? Did that happen?
Then my getaway driver, I think, is stupid.
I've not done mine yet. Should we save the next?
Yeah, okay.
The next stage.
Yeah.
Okay. That's his Stevie's. I hope not that.
Mine's not that. Okay.
You're not getting out then.
So it's lunchtime. The hall is full of inmates. Too many inmates for the guards to focus on. But any sudden moves will still stand out. So I implement part one of my plan. Dick and Dom are sat at opposite sides of the food hall. They start a little game. Yes,
Jack. Here's a question.
That better be two of your guests.
No, it's one.
Well,
they come as one.
Well, no.
Well, I don't have a getaway driver, so I'm going to use one of these as my driver.
Okay. Why are they in there then?
What?
Okay, now you can have it. All right.
What did Dick and Dom do?
They're a joint.
Well, what are they
what
in
do
for?
They do
yeah.
In prison.
Oh, what? Disorderly conduct in Ibiza.
Okay. How long do they get for that? Doesn't sound that serious, does it?
6 months.
Being a little bit pissed.
Six months?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But it's orderly conduct.
Yeah, but they were caught with stuff they shouldn't have had.
What did they have?
They are friends with the Peru too.
Right.
So but why do they then get charged with disorderly conduct? Because that doesn't seem anything to do with the crime that they got caught for.
Because they threw the stuff over the bridge so they can never prove that they had it. But they saw.
So they, quite often in court, if you can't prove something, they just convict you anyway of another crime. Let's go, well, we can't convict him of this one, so let's just put him in prison for 6 months for a random other crime.
You could have just said that they broke into the bungalow.
No, because that's theirs. They've got the key.
Right. Fair enough, yeah. What, because you were in a cake?
Dick and Dom are sat at opposite sides of the food hall. They start a little game of bogeys. After a few minutes, the bogeys are getting louder and other inmates are getting involved before a riot ensues. People are arguing over who said the loudest bogey. They're kicking off.
What, people care about this in prison, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's boring. All they're doing all day is nothing. It's not and then boring. At night they get to watch film 4 and get a little knob through the letterbox. Yeah. That's all they get all day. So a game of bogeys is great.
Right.
I guarantee if you were at home and a little knob come through the door, you'd be speaking about it for years.
Yeah,
that's
would
not
be,
boring.
It would get all quiet, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Someone just stuck their dick through the letterbox.
Yes, yeah, that's not boring. In fact, I'm doing it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
If I say it, I'm going to get him in.
Yeah.
You might end up in real prison.
Yeah.
Right. So Dick and Dom's into prison.
It's caught. Good.
Good.
Dick
yeah.
and Dom into prison.
Yeah.
They've caused a big riot because they're all kicking off over who won the game of bogeys.
Who do you think won, really? Off the.
Well, I think it was Fred, who's one of the leaders of the gangs, but that's because I'm his bitch.
Okay, right.
So I have to say he won.
Yeah, you're Fred's bitch.
So they're all arguing. Everyone's kicking off. But luckily for me, I've also befriended Zach Allsop.
Oh,
okay.
He's in prison for trespassing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And disorderly conduct.
yeah,
right.
So he's explained to me all the crazy technical ways that he broke into some of the biggest events in the world. So he uses previous experience and expertise. During the riot, Zach dresses up as a cleaner and he puts me in a bin to wheel me out of the lunch hall. It's one of the most, one of his expertise. He went, broke into a festival by putting his mates in a bin, didn't he?
Yeah. True.
When he didn't break out though, did he?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He broke in, so just do the same but backwards.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to walk backwards. Bin. No, he doesn't have to walk backwards to take me out of a bin. Same thing, start in, out on,
okay,
way out.
Okay.
When you say dressed you up as a cleaner.
No, he dresses up as a cleaner.
Right.
He's the cleaner.
What does that look like? Can you tell me what he looks like?
He's in clothes of what the prison... So he's got an apron on.
Right. Has he got a wig on?
You
need a wig, isn't
he? No, because he's got a hat.
Right.
So the hat helps.
Right.
He did have to beat up the cleaner to get it.
Right.
Right. Wow.
But luckily, that was him who did it, so I wouldn't go on a heavier sentence for me if we got caught.
Okay, got you.
So he beats up a cleaner. He steals their apron and their hat.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like Joe and you. Just with an apron.
Got you.
Picture that.
Yeah.
You know that?
I also could just picture Zach Allsop in an apron, really, because I know what he looks like because I've met him.
Yeah. And you know aprons.
I don't know.
No, but I'm saying how, like, you know when he puts the hat on and he's suddenly invisible?
Yeah.
Zach Allsop suddenly just, like, the guards are going, oh, it's the cleaner. Of course it is.
Right. And they're Dutch, are they?
Yeah. I'm in a,
it's the cleaner.
I'm in a Dutch prison.
Okay, you're right. Got you.
We were visiting MVG, but he's not here. It's the only reason I'd be in Dutch prison. So he dressed up as a cleaner. He sneaks me out in a bin. Zach gets me all the way out to the gate, the main entrance. However, a guard notices that he's an inmate and he gets captured. Luckily for me, they don't check the bin because they just think he's a cleaner taking the bin out and they go, oh, it's just he's pretending to be a cleaner trying to get out. They're not going to look inside the bin.
Yeah.
I'm covered in shit and stuff in the bin.
Good. That makes me enjoy it more.
Yeah,
but I'm also, even if they did lift the lid, I'm at the bottom, bin bag on top of me.
Right.
You'd never know. You'd have to really ruffle through. And why are you doing that?
Fucking stink.
Yeah, I reek.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm vile.
Class.
No, I'm so rank.
Good.
But he's not alone. They thought he was alone, but obviously I'm in the bin. Who else is in a bin with me?
Who would be in the bin? Who would be
kids?
Someone, whoever it is quite disrespectful. So.
No, they're not, because they're escaping prison with me. It's not disrespectful.
Who's in the
Buble?
Bin? No,
there's got to be guess. Oh, yeah.
Someone that's been on... Who's been in a bin?
No one's been in a bin.
Darren Stanton.
Why has he been in a bin?
Belle Delphine.
No, I'm not doing Jack's method or your method of getting sexy girls trying to help me get out.
Troy Deeney.
No, I've got Robert Temple is in the bin with me.
Right.
Okay.
So
you don't think Robert Temple's sexy?
No, I'm not getting weird.
You just said I'm not picking
female.
Sexy.
No, the female things. No, that's what you guys
and
have
Belle
done.
Delphine
You're literally
well.
Getting her to have sex with people.
You should have told her. You should have told her you had a crush on her when she came in.
The final gate is a breeze because the red-haired hypnotist will make the guard forget who he is.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of, I'm just sat in the bin stuff.
Why is he in the bin? He could just go sleep.
Because there was loads of riot. He can't hypnotise so many people at once. It takes too long,
literally
remember?
Literally does it on tour.
Yeah, but these people are willing participants. He can't just go, okay, all the guards stand there, I'm going to hypnotise all of you. He's got to get out and find one alone.
Right.
So this man at the final gate is alone.
Yeah.
Takes a bit of time. He says to him, look, close your eyes, put one, both hands out, turn one, does a whole routine with him. He's lifting his arms, spreading his arms out. He's got him hypnotised. He knows it's working.
Right.
He goes up to him, pinches him, sleep. But you know when you're asleep and you're hypnotised, you're still kind of aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
We can't just walk out at that point because the guy will suddenly go, no, actually, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He says, when I count to three, you're going to forget your name. Just like he did to me.
Right.
He does the same thing to me, but not today because I'm escaping. He does it to the guard.
Okay.
Right.
Following?
Yeah.
Following. He's doing the routine. He's doing the routine. The guy's asleep. Forget your name. Come back. He says, what's your name? He says, I don't know. He says, what else don't you know? I know everything.
My
else.
Job?
And he goes, sleep.
Fucking hell, a lot of this, yeah.
Forgot your, because he only made him forget his name. That's not very helpful.
No.
We're not escaping like that. He says, when you wake up, you're going to think you're an inmate of this prison.
Oh.
Wake up. Where are you? I'm not in my cell. I should get back to my cell. That's okay, but why have you...
Because all prisoners say that when they're about to escape.
Yeah.
I'm not in my cell. I should get back.
Yours are all getting back when they came off the drugs. I got, sorry, guards, we want to get back to our cells.
Why has he done the forget your name thing?
Because he was with me and he got distracted because he did that to me and then he realised
that that's just wasting time.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault. That's Robert Temple's fault.
It's you come up with the idea, so yes, it is 100% your fault.
Well, I don't know. So I meant to say the guard thing, not the name.
Oh, okay. So
I said the wrong thing.
Messed up. Right.
But
right.
We're going to carry
so
on.
So then it is your fault,
no,
really.
No, he did that first.
Yeah. It's definitely not Robert Temple's fault that you said the wrong thing.
He did it first, and then he's done this because I couldn't go backtrack. So we're just going to do both.
Okay.
Right. So, and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I need to go back to my cell. Oh, and I've got your keys. And he gives us the keys.
Nice.
He goes back to his cell and locks himself in. But it's not really his cell.
Has he got, he's given you the keys. Has he locked himself in?
Because they're auto lockers. Because why would you, you wouldn't just trust that you
auto-lockers,
need a key.
Auto lockers, no point for keys then, is there?
No, for the cells.
Okay,
got so like
these
latch.
Keys are for
it's
the
like a front door.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. These keys are for the gate. So then we've got the gate. Guard locks himself away, and we can escape. So we can just walk straight out the front door. Me and Robert Temple. Zach Allsop's been caught.
Dick
and Dom still playing bogeys. They love it. They love it. It's weird how much they love it.
Right, they could escape.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. Well, I said come, and they went, no, we need to settle who won.
Right, Fred won.
Yeah, Fred won. Yeah, but they're not accepting that. They're going bogey.
Still doing it.
Still
did it back.
They're still they're still playing bogey.
We need to explain for the listeners.
I think we did at one point when we first came into the studio a long time ago. We got a noise complaint from the room next door. Who's I think it's just a lady who does art in there.
She paints,
She paints. And we've never really seen her since, and she seemed okay with us since. But then Jack saw her earlier, and
she didn't look happy to see
kind of, like, scowled at him.
Because her whole life in the painting is just going to be...
She realised, oh, they're in today. It's going to be loud. And I think we've been okay, and I've just shouted bogeys as loud as I could.
Robbie goes, it'd be great.
Imagine I shout bogeys, and she just goes, bogeys!
I don't think she will, though.
No, she won't.
So, yeah, Dick and Dom still playing bogeys. Yeah. Zach Allsop's been caught, but he'll probably figure out another way to escape.
Yeah, you'd back him, wouldn't you? You'd back him.
And then me and Robert Temple have got out together.
Oh, okay.
Nice, you brought at least... Yeah, you haven't just let people just die like Jack did.
No, exactly. And Robert Temple had to go in a bin with me, so I think he deserved to escape at the end.
What?
No one died in mine.
He got shot by an automatic turret.
No. He got charred up by the... Chewed up by the...
He bled out, you said.
But he didn't die. He just got very poorly.
I don't think he can bleed out
so
without
dying. So he survived with no blood.
He had a bit massive blood loss and got a bit dizzy, but...
No, you said bled out. Bled out means dead.
I didn't mean that. I just meant he bled. The blood come out.
No one's ever used that as a term.
Yeah, but I know,
when you had your surgery, did you go bled out?
No, I'm bleeding out.
So if he has a nosebleed or something, would you go, if he bled out?
I'd be like, you're bleeding out there.
No, you wouldn't. You say you're bleeding. Why are you adding the word out?
Well, I didn't mean he died, because I even said, didn't I? He went back in and saw L.
Yeah, and then after that, you said, no, he bled out.
Yeah, you did say
he died. Oh, well, he didn't. He went back to L.
And then what?
Well, had a good time.
Okay, so what happens next then in this thing? So you out, Stevie?
Yeah, I've just walked out the front door. So I guess we should decide if any of... Well, did you have getaway drivers?
I do have a getaway driver. Right. I've got a bit of a twist from mine, though, first, before the getaway driver.
Okay.
You know Stevie's been saying that he's the bitch in his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he actually dons a different outfit, don't you, when you're in prison?
Do I?
He wears very skimpy clothes and a blonde wig. And... Right?
Oh, it was never L. Brooke.
It was never, ever L. Brooke. It was Stevie.
Oh, that's weirdly makes it fine. Like,
does it?
It makes it less misogynistic.
Less consensual.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did you consent in it?
No, he didn't.
Which is fine. And now it's bad again. Okay.
Right. So you're in there taking, you're with the clients.
Yeah, and then, they're not clients. They're inmates.
They're inmates.
I'm not getting anything out of this.
We've all escaped, apart from Stevie.
In your one.
In my one.
And Johnny Knoxville's dead.
And Johnny Knoxville's dead. I'm taking back Stevie. I've just fucked Johnny Knoxville.
Half dead Johnny Knoxville's banging you.
Okay.
Without your consent.
I'm bleeding out.
Yeah. Yeah. And who's your getaway driver, Robbie?
Well, I've not got a getaway driver. Because I am using GeoGuessr to get across the country.
Yeah, GeoWizard.
GeoWizard, sorry. No, we're playing GeoGuessr on the gate to keep our entertainment going. So GeoWizard is going to help guide me and Nigella and Stevie in this alternate world. And we're going to get to the coast because my plan to escape, I'm going to go into the mountains. Because again, ski season, but also good place to hide.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to cross... the water. Who do we know who has experience with boats? Who spent a nice long weekend with me on the Norfolk Broads? It's 2006 Lindsay Lohan, who has got the boat for the Norfolk Broads. She's brought it around the coast of the channel and she's going to take us across on there to Europe.
She would do a lot for you, wouldn't she?
She doesn't really know what's going on a lot of the time, so she's just going to help take us on the boat.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think because of that, I think Robbie has to get away.
Purely because Lindsay Lohan saved him.
We want to come back, don't we?
Yeah.
She's a good character. 2006 Lindsay Lohan, to be clear.
Yeah, because if Robbie gets caught, Lindsay's sort of like an accomplice in that.
And she'd get caught
as well.
She'd
get caught as well, and we don't want her to go in prison.
No.
That's a bad place for her to be.
Hmm.
Okay, so who's your getaway driver?
I think it's silly to be in a car because I think they can easily be tracked, and for a similar vein to like Robbie's, like it's better if you sort of can walk or run, like you can hide in all terrains. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting on the back of a man called Russ Cook.
Oh.
Hardest geezer.
Okay.
And he is gonna run and run and run with wearing me as a little sort of like backpack, like a little koala. On his back, he's just going to run and run and run all the way to Wales.
What's Sean Atwood doing here?
Sean Atwood, I've fucked him off. I double crossed him.
Right, okay.
I double crossed him.
Okay, how did you double cross him?
I said, right, so I just get on Russ like this, and then I go, and Sean, and then I go, 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 and I'm whipping harder skis.
Why are you whipping him?
Yeah.
Like a horse.
Go, you're going go. A horse whip.
Yeah. Go! And he's running.
Can't you just ask him?
I could, but he don't really want to be carrying me, to be honest.
So we're going to whip him. Okay.
Whip him, yeah. Go. And then Sean's like, but I brought all those ecstasy tablets for all those inmates and got you out of prison single-handedly. And I go, never trust a con man. And then I've got a cigar for some reason. And I'm sort of going away, yeah.
All right. Do you think Jack escaped?
I don't really understand what's happened in a lot of it.
Shall we do a quick rundown of Jack's just so we can decide whether he escaped?
Go on, you tell me mine.
Okay, Jack, fucking hell. He was in prison. It's Christmas morning at breakfast. Yep. Sean Atwood's giving everyone chocolate, which is full of ecstasy.
Yep.
And then whilst everyone's getting high and cuddling, mm-hmm. inmates and guards, Jack goes to the roof.
Yeah,
yep.
For no reason.
With Sean Atwood. But then everyone starts to come off the drugs because he's taken so long to get to the... How did you get down from the roof?
Don't know, jumped, but landed on guards.
Okay.
They have nettings, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine then. Jack, whilst he's on the roof, everyone comes off their drugs and they look up and they go, oh, okay, now we need to get them. But Jack then throws El Brook, who's actually Stevie White dressed as El Brook, at all the guards. And for some reason, they look and go, yeah, I would. So I'm fucking all the inmates and all the guards.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everyone. I'm doing it all.
You're the bitch anyway.
Yeah, I'm the bitch. I'm getting fucked doing fucking. Everyone dressed as a skimpy blonde wig lady.
Yeah.
And then whilst that's all happening, Jack gets right to the fence where Johnny Knoxville meets him and he goes, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville and this is the barbed wire fence jump.
He dies or doesn't die.
He jumps on the
fence.
He's stuck on the barbed wire. His body's over the barbed wire, which means Sean Atwood can give him a footsie lift.
Jack climbs over. He pulls Sean Atwood over.
But then whilst Johnny Knoxville's there, he gets shot by an automatic turret that isn't actually an automatic turret.
But he's still got the strength to come in and fuck you.
He comes back in. I'm fucking him.
Yeah. He jumps on Ardis Geezer
and whips him like a horse
Sean Atwood
Sean Atwood to fuck off.
Off he goes.
That's a dream, isn't it, that?
Yeah, do you know
Fever
what?
Dream.
Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's escaped.
Is that not better
than
Shawshank?
Why is it going to be that I'm the only one who's not escaped?
No, I think yours. What was yours again?
Do you want to do a rundown of mine, Jack?
Yeah, so Dick and Dom.
Oh, yeah.
Saying bogeys. Loads. And then you've also got Zach Allsop in there.
Yeah.
Who's dressed up as a cleaner,
because
he's broke in. And he's, while everyone's at a pandemonium in the big calf, Zach's leaving. He gets caught by a guard.
He's in the bin.
You're in the bin.
Yeah.
You're in the bin with Robert Temple.
Yeah.
So Robert Temple jumps out and does a whole 45-minute routine that's irrelevant to the escape.
But it's a great watch.
That's a great watch.
But wastes quite a lot of time just doing random stuff.
But a great watch. It doesn't matter. They're still playing bogeys. It doesn't matter.
He makes the guard forget his name. Then he actually makes the guard forget that he's a prison guard and actually he's an inmate. So the guard just then goes, once he's back, the guard just goes back to his cell and then you go out.
Yeah, with the keys. But obviously, because I used four people there already, I don't have an escape driver. But luckily for me, who recently passed their driving test and doesn't stop going on about it?
Yeah.
I don't need an escape driver. I am the driver.
Right.
Because I don't know if you guys know this, but I can drive now.
Is that going to be you in your red Hyundai then?
No.
No.
Robert Temple's going to steal a car for us.
Yeah. Right.
He doesn't hypnotise the car. Right. He hypnotises the owner.
Yeah.
And we steal a car.
Right.
Because if I'd go in my car, it wouldn't make sense.
No. The answer to most of your things is just Robert Temple hypnotises.
No, because I needed the bogeys. But answer to
the bogey wasn't really that relevant. You could just
it was because it caused the riot.
Yeah, but
they would have seen me climb into the bin if not. They were distracted by bogeys. The answer to most of Jack's stuff is that they're all fucking me.
Yeah, that makes weirdly more sense.
And most of yours is just Nigella Lawson makes a cake.
That's literally one. She just made a cake. That was the start, and then you went in the cake. You ate your way out the cake. And then you got the keys and you let us out. You did most of the heavy lifting there.
Yeah, you did most of the heavy lifting in mine as well, to be fair.
Why have I done it all? But I'm the. Do I escape?
Yeah, why not?
Nah, not in mine. Nah.
No, not in yours, but on mine.
In mine,
I've stayed and fucked everyone in yours, but then after I've fucked everyone in yours, I've then done my plan.
Yeah, but what you don't know is when you were fucking everyone because you got quite ill.
Just like Inception.
What do you mean I get ill from the sex?
You
don't. No, fine.
No.
What do you mean I die?
Steve's out. Congratulations, you made it. Is he?
Nah, not in mine. Right.
Why don't we let our listeners decide who escaped?
Oh, always help with that work.
Did Robbie escape with Nigella Lawson and Stevie White and Geo Wizard? Did Jack escape with fucking Sean Atwood, Stevie White dressed as El Brook, and Johnny Knoxville,
another recap,
and
Ardis Geezer?
And did I escape with me, Robert Temple, Zach?
Where do you live once you escape?
Oh, I just migrate back to normal society.
My plan? I've got like a plan.
What do you mean you just migrate? How can you just choose to
like
be back?
Bird.
I know, I go back into normal society.
Yeah, what do you know about your teeth?
Integrate.
I was going to say, migrate. You fly to Africa.
What do you do about...
Yeah, like Ardis Geezer. Yeah,
well, you said he ran you to Wales.
Yeah, and then we go to Africa.
From Wales?
Yeah.
Right.
What prison were you in?
Don't know.
Hold on, Jack needs to just say what's actually happened here. What's happened to your teeth? What are you doing with them?
They're still in. They just got...
No, you took them out. She said you ripped them out.
Yeah, you ripped out all your teeth.
I went back to see Dr.
You went back to the same one?
You went back to him.
You had an opportunity to change it and you went back to the same one.
Come.
Wow. So I've gone to the mountains, mm-hmm. ski season, all that, and it, basically with a figure, we need to get by, we need to be able to live. I can go there and make ski YouTube videos because I can just have like balaclava on and goggles.
Like a rapper, good. Like a cool rapper.
Yeah, a lot like that, yeah. So I can make videos there to get some money, then we can rent a chalet.
Yeah.
Geo Wizard can go out and steal food, which yeah. Angela can cook. And Stevie can just stand outside in the summer to protect us from bears with his teeth.
Okay.
And we'll just live a happy life in the mountains
that's
until
quite, that's quite
it all quietens down.
I like that. So Jack's gone to Africa with Hard Skeezer. We're in the slopes.
Oh, hang on. And Lindsay Lohan's there as well.
Oh. She
can chill out.
She can chill out. Cool.
Perfect.
I've said, yeah, so if I escape, how do I evade capture and merge back into society? Luckily for me, you guys have already made everyone on the internet question whether I'm a nonce or some kind of criminal anyway, mm-hmm. pre-prison.
Is that lucky? It doesn't sound lucky.
It is in this case, it is.
Okay. Because
luck is very different.
Because...
me, everyone calls me nonce in the street. Hashtag blessed.
The reason it's lucky in this case
is just wake up every day.
He did that talk in like, France. Yeah. How lucky he is.
Yeah, I'm so lucky.
Go on,
no, the reason is because everyone already thinks, well, debates whether that because of you guys already. So I could just kind of go back to living life exactly as I was pre-Buble kidnapping.
Oh, people just
because
think it's made
people
up.
Would see me and go, yeah, but he didn't actually do it. Like they just said it. Like he didn't actually do it.
Yeah,
it's just a thing they say.
He escaped.
Yeah. But they wouldn't know because they'll just think it's something you guys
the
said.
The problem with that is you're assuming that now people don't think you're a paedophile.
I'd like to think some don't. But then, yeah, I'd probably start living life as normal and maybe plan another kidnapping behind the scenes or something.
Of who?
Hugh Jackman.
Great.
We'll leave it there. This is Jackmate's Happy Hour podcast with Robbie Knox, Stevie White and me, Jackmate. You've been saying you want the dream episodes back.
Yeah, well, now look what happens. Look what you got. Are you happy now?
And they didn't get an awkward up.
Be careful what you wish for. Going to be screaming for an awkward up now, aren't they? See you in a bit.
Bye.
You look fit as hell, Brooke.
Thank you, mate.
Jackmate's Happy Hour.